Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Mission Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring Jesus to those of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you behind prison bars. Let you know, Jesus will make the change, a real change, in your life. That will last for a lifetime. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. We are here on radio to preach Jesus to all of you out there in the free world, as well as those of you that behind prison bars. Praise God. We know the coronavirus has really changed our world. The jails and prisons are still closed in September 2021. Praise God, we're at the end of the month. But yet and still, we're still preaching Jesus here on radio. Till we get the green light to move in to do ministry out there in the jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. We've been preaching the message, talking about holiness. We've been doing it for about 2 months. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God.
Praise
Amen. Out. Now, we talked about holiness. God wants us to be like Him. Be holy. God is holy. He wants us to be holy like He is. Amen. Because the Bible is, because it's written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, in order to go to heaven, you got to be like God. Amen. Jesus made it possible we can be like God. Amen. In order to be like God, to enter the heaven, we got to get like it in this world. We can't wait till we leave here. We got to get it while we're breathing on this side. Like the old saints used to say, this is the dressing up room. Now's the time to get right with God. Amen. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't be like the foolish virgins. Don't let the devil fool you. And let you mess your life up over here. Living in sin. Amen. Then expect for Jesus to let you into the gate when you enter into eternity. Say, Lord, forgive me. Thinking the Lord going to forgive you at the gates of heaven. It'll be too late. You hear me? We need to get right with God now. Now, while you're breathing, while you're walking around, while you're going able to put your clothes on, able to take care of yourself, now's the time to get right with God. That's the reason why I baptize on radio. I preach the gospel so that men and women, boys and girls, will get right with God. Repent of your sins. Turn from your sins. Give the world up. Praise God. Let the Lord breathe in your soul. Sanctify your holy. Yes. Praise the Lord. So you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
In your name, Jesus.
And be ready to make heaven your home. Amen. Don't let the devil make you waste time. So many people are wasting time. Told them both, I got to live my life. What do it profit anybody to gain this world and mess around and lose your soul? Young people leave here. Middle-aged people leave here. Senior citizens leave here. Babies leave the world. What is you saying you got to live your life when you know death ain't nothing but a step away? We need to get right with God. Hear me? Stop letting the devil fool you. Get yourself right with God. Repent of your sins. Turn from your sins. Give up the world. Praise God. Ain't nothing in this world worth your soul being lost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Man.
Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. No need to waste time in false religions. No need to waste time thinking your good works will take you in. No need to waste time thinking because you've been baptized in whatever name you were baptized in, that's good enough. We need to get sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb, because no sinner going to make it into heaven. Only the pure in heart, say Matthew 5 and 8. Only the pure in heart shall see God.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is serious. Amen. Over here.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to get rid of sin before sin get rid of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, 1 Peter 2 and 9. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say? 1 Peter 2 and 9.
1 Peter 2 and 9. It said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness to his marvelous light.
The Lord wants us to be, amen, a peculiar nation. We're not like the world. Amen. Holy people.
Peculiar people, amen.
Are peculiar. We're not like the world. We live in an age, so many people, I see them. They don't look peculiar. They look just like the world. Because the world is in the heart. Amen. But we're supposed to be peculiar. We don't talk like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't dress like the world. Praise God. Jesus brings forth a change. Inside and out. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you're sanctified, holy, it shows. When a person not sanctified, that shows. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talking about you going to heaven, prayer, looking like the devil. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But when Christ come in you, when heaven gets in your soul, I'm telling you, the outside cleans up. Praise God. Amen. I served in the United States Navy. Praise the Lord. I was deployed overseas in Kuwait, in the bathrooms. Praise God. Look at the other Navy men. They got tattoos all on their body. I look at myself, I'm clean. Why? Because I'm sanctified. You hear me? When you're sanctified, you'll be clean. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Holiness brings forth a difference. Praise God. Amen. We are a peculiar people. A royal priesthood. We are somebody. Praise God. In the family of God. Glory to God. The world may count you as nobody, but I am somebody in the family of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
Amen. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
It said, which in time past were a people that we are now the people of God, which had not attained mercy, but now have attained mercy.
Let you know, we are people of God. Where the world may cast you down like like you ain't nobody, but I am somebody in God's eyes. I'd rather be famous in God's eyes than to be famous in the world. Praise God.
He said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as stranger and pilgrim, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.
Amen. When you're sanctified, you abstain from fleshly lust, that war against the soul.
Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles.
You be honest. You don't tell lies, but you be honest.
Wherein they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good work, which shall be, behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.
Amen. Glorify God in the day of visitation. Amen. I'm telling you, this is a powerful message, Missionary Velvet. We're going to try to wrap it up, but we're going to continue it in another form. Glory to God. Because holiness is our life. Amen. Holiness. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for 2 months we've been preaching holiness. And we really have not finished. But anyway, we're going to try to wrap it up. But we're going to continue in another form. Because holiness is our life. Glory to God. Lord, lean on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick.
Praise them.
Those that are sick in their bodies. Immunize the saints. Keep them well from the coronavirus.
In your name.
From the Delta variant.
Yes.
Lord, keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, cast the devils out of them jails and prisons. Praise God. Bind them devils in the name of Jesus. Lord, let revival break out. That folks may get saved, get sanctified. Let the preacher start getting saved, get sanctified through the blood. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Son, say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. I mean, Jesus loves each and every one of us. Hallelujah. He died and rose just for you and I so we can be free. So Ella, the words and prayer that Ella Holmes been sharing with us, hallelujah. If you believe them, hallelujah, and you whisper our prayer to the Lord, you've been set free, hallelujah. You've been delivered from your sins, hallelujah. So hold on and don't let go, hallelujah. Keep on praising him and keep on thanking him and growing in the Lord. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. And he has not forgotten you. He is there right beside you. He said, never leave you nor forsake you. So you be encouraged and come to Jesus and he will work it out for you. Those behind those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you because God has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage everybody to give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Velvet and I do ministry. So we get a green light, go back into the jails and prison to minister to those that behind prison bars. Until this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, number one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go make our blessing?
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train!